Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. We made it through another month. It's a new month. How about that? And almost the end of 2021. So how about that? God, it's a blessing. Indeed, it is. Thank you, Jesus, for letting us make it through another month. Hallelujah. My topic today is God is in the front line. And read Deuteronomy 31, chapter 31, verse 8. And it reads, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Amen. Amen. Now, about God is in the front line. Well, okay. This text should help us, or this encouragement should help us to buckle on our harnesses in warfare. If Jehovah himself goes before us, it must be safe to follow. Let us make a prompt advance. Why do we hesitate to pass on to victory? Nor is the Lord before us only. He is with us above, beneath, around, within. Being before us and with us, he will never withdraw his help. He cannot fail in himself, and he will not fail towards us. He will continue to help us according to our need, even to the end. And as he cannot fail us, so he will not forsake us. Always be both able and willing to grant us strength. Let us not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord of hosts will go down to battle with us, will bear the brunt of the fight, and give us the victory. Amen. That is my word for today, this new day, December the 1st, 2021. Wow, the year is approaching to an end. My God, my God, my God. You should be shouting. You should be praising God. And I'm telling you this because we're approaching a new year. Even though we have had COVID as with us, and COVID hasn't gone because we have a new variant, the Omarion variant. But anyhow, God has sustained us and God will continue sustaining us. And if you hold on to your faith, you have nothing to worry about. Tell somebody about the goodness of God. Tell somebody about how you made it through up until now. This is an important year. A new year is coming in. Thank God that you have made it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I rest in the Lord's name. I'm resting in his spirit. God is your resting place. So I say, behold the truth, and let the truth remain in you. May the Holy, Holy Spirit be your guide. Have a blessed one. I'll have another word for you on Friday. I love you. I love you. God bless.